Kenny, season ends at home. You kind of relieved that you're nearly at the end of it. It's been a tiring year for you.
Well, every year is a tiring year. You get older every year, like everybody else, and you have a passion for what you do. And you know, we don't want to be third next year, and maybe that's a big statement, but I want people around me that wants to be first, and that might take time. But you've seen tonight the character of the team. Again, last three games we've come from behind to win. We know we have it in us, and it's just disappointing that we've drawn so many games. But after 32 games, we've lost 5 games. Incredible statistic. 59 points. Again, in 27 of our games that we've played, we haven't lost. That's remarkable. It's remarkable, considering we lost our first game. So 27 of our last 31 games, we haven't lost, which is really, really good.
Was it a daunting task coming into this league for the first time for you?
Not really, no. I wanted to develop myself and develop players and develop staff, and they develop me as well. It's important that there's reciprocation of development. They help me to become better, and I help them to become better. That's part of teamwork, and I'm sure you guys in the journalist industry have the same. You learn something every day in your working environment, and I like to think that I've learned a lot this season, and hopefully I've given something as well. And you know, it's mutual, and you gain respect from each other that way.
Has this season gone better than you thought it would, or better than it could?
Oh, you know, there's cliches, and you say, let's go one game at a time. You lose. When I read the papers on the first week, especially of the season, it worried me because everybody's saying, you know, it's between Longford, Wexford, Finn Harps and Derry City. Those were the four teams that was prominent in the relegation tipping. And I thought, wow, this is, nobody believes in us. And okay, we used it as motivation at times, but I thought, what's wrong with Derry City? I can't believe this has happened. And what have I taken over here? Because everybody's saying it's not good. So we looked at certain things that we needed to progress, and that's what we've done, hopefully. And you can see the progression that's been made. And we lost 5 top players, and we've brought in young lads who have done exceptionally well. And we've brought in Roy Patterson, and he has thrived off that. You know, he's been given a role where he helps the young players, him and Jared Doherty and Ryan McBride, responsibility, and he's really, he's worked really hard to improve the younger players and help them.
You've signed a new 2-year deal. An easy decision, I take it?
Yeah, it was. And as I said to my previous interview, that you know, the thing that keeps me here is not just the progression, it's the environment and the people. And it was, you know, it gets bad publicity, the Brandywell and the Bogside, and I don't know why, but the people around here, all I can do is be complimentary of them. And there's a warmth in Derry that I like. There's a football knowledge in Derry which I like. There's people here in this city who eat, sleep and drink football. They're my type of people. That's people I like to socialise with in terms of conversation and what mutual interest. It's brilliant. I love being in a city like this. And there'd probably been a bigger crowd here tonight if you know, if Liverpool and Manchester United had been on TV, you know, and it's just a pity Liverpool and Man United weren't playing tonight, because it would have improved our crowd. Because having to sit through that on Monday night was the biggest challenge I've had this season. And people sit in the armchair and go go over, pay thousands and thousands of pounds to go and watch Liverpool, Manchester United, Rangers, Celtic. They're off their head. It's on their doorstep. You can see the quality of the performance. Obviously, they're better than us, but they don't provide as much entertainment. No way. And the game in England is, in Scotland, maybe not so much Scotland, but in England it's gone to pot. So I'm glad that we have a product here that's more appealing and pleasing for people, but they need to know about it, you know, and I wish the ones that don't come would come along and watch us.
Would you think changing from playing on a Friday night would help?
I don't know, because the one deficit and the one disadvantage of Friday night, it may be taking away the younger audience that I want to see around the club. Because younger ones go out and that's their social night mostly on a Friday night. Saturday night, I think you might lose some of the older audience. I don't know. I haven't got the answers. You know the culture of Derry better than I am. I know you tried Thursday night a few years ago.
Tried Thursdays, they've tried Fridays, Sundays. They've tried Saturday nights at 7:45. It was always Sunday at 3:30, and then I think TV has really seen a change. But
we've
over
had
the
to
season,
change and adapt with the TV's programme. But now that the English game is rubbish, maybe people will be able to see that the quality that's here, which is, it's more entertaining. Obviously, we make more mistakes than the Liverpools and the Manchester Uniteds, but we play to win, as you've seen tonight again. We must always play to win. And again, the crowd's gone home, I hope, happy that they've witnessed an entertaining performance.
One last question. You've one league game left next week. How will you spend a close season?
I'll not have a close season. There's no such thing. We get to work next Saturday and that's the way it is, football. It takes over your life. And when you get to my age, you know, you run out of other things to do. And sports became so diversified now and there's so many options for young people. But I've got to blow the trumpet for football and there's no better city to do that than Derry.